Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Good Stuff. Kim and Mike Burge here from the heart city of Valentine, Nebraska, bringing you some really good things, I think. Also, some information. Days of 76 in Deadwood, South Dakota. It's the 101st Days of 76 in Deadwood. They're running July 23 through July 29. The 19 times Pro Rodeo of the Year, Steer Roping, July 23rd. Rodeo Performances, July 26th through the 29th. They've got parades Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. Days of 76 in Deadwood, July 23rd through the 29th. Go online for tickets and times, daysof76.com.
All aspects of agriculture are covered in Tri-State Livestock News. Information on grains, forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events are all part of the comprehensive weekly coverage provided by Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
And Home on the Range Champions Ride coming up, the 67th Annual PRCA Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match, Saturday, August 5th at Home on the Range's Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. PRCA Cowboys compete for the title on the world's best bucking horses. The Champions Ride, August 5th at Home on the Range. That's Exit 7 on I-94 east of Beach, North Dakota. The gates open at 10. Grand entry starts at 12:30, all mountain time. For more info, go to hotrnd.com. All proceeds of the match are given to Home on the Range to help children living there.
Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish is open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or by appointment. More than 25 vendors and a huge selection that changes all the time. Call 605-642-5884, Yesterday's Antiques. And Kim, what do you have for the good stuff?
I have got Old Eagle Eye, and this is by a dear friend, Yvonne Hollenbeck. Of course, we love all of her material. He can tell if a heifer is starting to calf, I swear, from a mile away, and see if he needs to go pull the calf by just simply looking that way. He can see if a windmill is working or not from his horse on a faraway hill and tell what direction the wind's coming from by watching the tail on the mill. He knows if a coyote or badger is near by watching the tracks in the sand and see if a staple is loose from a post on the fence that encircles his land. He's got eyes like an eagle for finding new calves that their mamas have hidden all snug. So why can't he see the mud on his boots that he's tracking all over my rug? Again, Yvonne Hollenbeck.
Thanks, Yvonne, for sharing that. I have something, Little Nations Facts by Larry Lindstrom, sent us this from Texas a while back. Just kind of the meaning of different countries and what they're known for. Argentina means land of silver, but there's no silver there. Explorer's error, I guess. They thought they saw silver, but they were wrong. Greenland isn't green at all. It's all ice. Iceland, however, is mostly green. That's an explorer's dirty trick. Early Iceland settlers didn't want others to come, so they told folks back home that they had to go to the next island over, where they said the grass was much greener. You can't buy Danish pastry in Denmark. It's called Viennese bread there. That's because bakery workers in Denmark went on strike back in the 1850s, and bakeries hired Austrian immigrants who brought their own pastry recipes from Vienna.
So the Danish pastry we all crave is not a Danish pastry at all.
Probably not. It's probably from Vienna.
Yeah.
There's nothing French about French fries. They're actually Belgian. The Belgians call them frieten. They come in a cone-shaped paper bag of a monstrous size, and you can buy them by the roadside and eat them with a glob of mayonnaise. One-third of all the world's potatoes are French fried. Think about that.
Wow.
Make that, I guess they should be, Belgian fried.
Oh, there we go.
Some other tidbits. Tourism in Antarctica is on the rise. About 30,000 souls per year now. Antarctica has two ATM machines. Greenland has Greenland has one. But remember, it's really ice. That's Greenland, New Hampshire, by the way, I guess.
Oh, okay.
You'll find it at Greenland Road. Iceland has many hundreds of ATMs, but they're of limited use. Icelanders pay with plastic more than any other country.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And Andorra has the oldest people in the world. If you want to live long, move to their tiny state in the Pyrenees, squeezed between France and Spain. If you didn't know that there was a country called Andorra, it's a population of about 80,000, and it's as big as Gary, Indiana, or maybe Troy, Michigan. So information about various countries today for you on The Good Stuff.